producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's a million different ways I could open this broadcast up with. And in my 20 years on air, maybe once or twice a year in the first decade, I would say, this is some of the craziest news I've ever seen. And in the last 4 or 5 years, I seem to say that every week or so, because it just gets wilder and more obvious and more insane by the minute. Look at these headlines right now up on DrudgeReport.com. Congressional review of copyright may threaten Drudge Report. And that's basically Congress admitting that. Salman Rushdie, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, warns of new dangers to free speech in the West. Didn't Rushdie win one for literature? I'm going from memory. Check it for me. The point is, award-winning author of the Satanic Verses, which aren't actually satanic. He was just criticizing radical Islam, so he has a fatwa out for him to be killed. I mean, all the real liberals are coming out and saying, we're in trouble. In fact, there's an Atlantic Monthly article that I'm going to be getting to in the next hour dealing with political correctness, but I want to basically try to read the whole article, because I'm about 60% decided that the author knows full well what's happening and is bringing people to the next level of tyranny, but maybe they're just ignorant, so I want to speak directly to the Democratic Party elite's main internal mouthpiece, Atlantic Monthly. I mean, it's one of the most important publications to that group. And they just decry the mass mental illness of political correctness. Well, it's not a mass mental illness from the top. It's directed. The coddling of the American mind. And how they're arresting development by design and turning people into gibbering minions. Of course, they don't say that. They say, we don't know why there's such a great tyranny on the campuses. Did you hear of the Cultural Revolution cooked up at the Ford Foundation, deployed through Mouse to Tongue and the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation? I mean, I got David Rockefeller in the New York Times in 1977 bragging about how he was involved in all of it. That's what they do, is take a bunch of young, spoiled, stupid, soft people and tell them you're going to be the new authorities and find out which ones are the most diabolical and sick. Then they get foundation government funding and then get put in positions of power over us. So they're now pointing at what they've created, and they're doing that for a reason. They know that the mainline liberals who have some classical liberal traits, Jeffersonian traits, are really starting to freak out. And so they want to make you feel comfortable. Oh, it's okay. Yeah. Oh, the Democrats are upset. Obama, you know, he goes and gives speeches and tells campuses you should have free speech, while the people they're funding and the curriculum they're driving is the totalitarianism. So we're going to be looking at all that, and it ties into a story that when I read it yesterday, I had to read it 2 more times, and then I actually went to the Georgia newspapers and actually went to the court filings at the Smoking Gun and other places. I mean, I did like an hour of research on this. I was reading this at lunch on my iPhone, and I couldn't believe it. And I thought about how surreal it was going to be to come here and go on air and discuss this. And then I, of course, went and saw some of the videos of the confrontation. And then I talked to people I know who were awake. And we're all so conditioned to living in tyranny that we just accepted it and went on drinking our iced tea. And that's the little death right there. That's when you start dying inside. When we come back, I'm going to get to it. Confederate flag supporters indicted under Georgia terrorism law. They face decades in prison for flying the rebel flag. Now, this is America, folks. This is the secret police. This is the thought police. This is it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PBX Muzzle Brace, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hcfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hcfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hcfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Don't tread on me. We're here live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Wednesday, the 14th day already of October 2015. We're going to have wide open phones throughout the broadcast today and cover some of the most revealing news that we've ever covered. Because there is a mass awakening happening, while at the other side, people are being polarized to new forms of totalitarian mental illness. And I have six or seven articles on this front today we're going to be going over. Salman Rushdie, the Nobel Prize winner for literature, warns of new dangers to free speech in the West, and violence against writers and misplaced sense of political correctness poses new dangers to freedom of speech in the West. He now published yesterday. That dovetails with this Atlantic Monthly article, The Coddling of the American Mind. And it basically says that young people on campuses are part of a mass mental illness of vindictive totalitarianism known as political correctness. And they ask, how did we get there? And then the answer is massive mental health. So they turn people into gibbering, panic-stricken, mentally ill people that are threatened by words, by culture, by conversation. And then the very engineers of it, after they've chopped off your legs, give you a wheelchair for the price of your soul, of course. I mean, I read this whole thing yesterday. It's like 27 pages long. And if you understand this, this is one of those Rosetta Stone things, you understand everything. I mean, I'm sure this writer knows full well, as a social engineer, what's going on. And then sits there and goes, what is this new totalitarianism? That's what the Communist Party in China did to the youth corps and the youth brigades at the colleges and the high schools. They sat back and said, oh, it's terrible. The young party officials' children, they're out burning and murdering and killing people. Oh, the party didn't do it. This is classic communist brainwashing. And then now they've created this giant mass of petulant, hateful, power-crazed demons. The type of folks you saw when we protested Planned Parenthood a few months ago that crawled out from under rocks screaming, we love Satan, we're ugly, we want to kill babies, death, murder, Satan, Satan. And then chanting at the Capitol, running around in circles, just, oh, we love you, Satan. They have no conscience. They have no mind. They were brought up by televisions. They watched 40-plus thousand murders a year on television as children. They're desensitized. They're not real people. Their brains are wired wrong. They're gone. They're absolutely gone. And it's very, very sad. And I'm not being negative. I'm not exaggerating here. You have to understand, folks, this is scientific. And I told you a few months ago, you're going to start seeing the left come out and decry political correctness of its extreme so they can control the debate and confuse people about what it really is. Now that there's massive resistance to this Soviet technology transplanted here to the West, now that Germans are being arrested en masse if they protest, thousands of Chechen men with pipes, clubs, and burning torches marching through German cities. There's video of that on InfoWars.com. Now that people are waking up, they're going to have to come in to lead the opposition and tell us what the good political correctness is that's already way more radical than what we currently live under, but will sound like they're moderates compared to what their vanguard has basically announced. No father, no mother, no boy, no girl, no single family dwellings, no private property. Language is the enemy. Only approved language can be used. Oh, we're going to be moderate and give you more reasonable things that are banned. And this is how they move the Overton window incrementally where they want it to go. And I've read their PhD papers on it. We've had guests on. We've had sociologists on. I mean, Paul Watson had one on yesterday. This is a known science of screwing people over and turning them into identity politics types who have no personal identity, who are not individuals, but are groupthink, like lemmings or piranhas. Pack animals. Humans are extremely versatile and can be adapted to be the most amazing, beautiful creatures we could ever imagine. We can also be turned into the ugliest of monsters. And the establishment is using humanity like a palette of different colors to paint a very ugly monstrosity. Let me just do this so you can get why I'm so freaked out. Let me just read you these headlines, okay? Rusty warns of new dangers of free speech in the West, says that free speech is being banned. The coddling of America. Daily Caller, congressional review of copyright law may threaten Drudge Report. That's what congressmen are openly saying is being debated. Supreme Court justices have told Drudge they're coming for the free speech. They've already done it in Australia and the UK and everywhere else. I mean, if Paul Watson wants to go out and demonstrate against radical Islam, he will be arrested at the train station when he gets off. every day in the news, they arrest writers and journalists and anyone who criticizes radical Islam. If you remember 5 years ago they banned Michael Savage going to England because he criticized radical Islam? Everybody said, well, that's just Michael Savage. No, it's not just Michael Savage. It's going to end up being everybody. This is totalitarianism. Look at this next headline. EU diplomat, my government believes Obama is quite mentally ill. Big story up on drudgereport.com from Infowars.com. I'm going to get to this story that is one of the most important articles dealing with the attack on free speech. Then I'll get into all the other geopolitical world news. Astrophysics news is over the top. Wall Street declines on China fears, weak profit expectations. Walmart plunges after predicting decline in annual earnings. And we always knew the Walmart economy would end up destroying Walmart. But that's part of the plan. I'll use the science fiction parallel of Oblivion, where the operatives think they're running one mission to resupply a space mission. They're compartmentalized on the Earth. They don't know they're working for a silicon advanced deep space life form that's actually draining the Earth's oceans to power its hydrogen converters and to move on to the next planet. And it's the same thing when people think globalism is going to eat itself. It's designed to. It's designed to suck up the resources, consolidate them, and turn it off. It's a scientific plan on record. I mean, who wants to take part in a plan to do this? But let me get to the story that was so incredible yesterday that I spent well over an hour researching, and I couldn't believe it when I saw the Fox News headline. Buckley texted it to me. Confederate flag supporters indicted under Georgia terrorism law. Now, if you've grown up anywhere in the South or in East Texas on different Confederate holidays, people get in their big four-wheel drive trucks. They drive around with rebel flags and American flags. They do it at the beach. If you're in Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, I mean, this is just what you grow up around. I have a complex historical view of it. It's very, very sad when I see it because I really know what it represents. It represents the South being completely shut up and being fools. And I'm going to get to that here in just a minute. But separate from that, it is their free speech. And the Confederate battle flag does not represent slavery, other than the fact that some bad people have expropriated it. But if you're able to ban the Confederate flag, you're able to ban everything. And we'll be right where Germany is, where they take your children if you criticize the government, socialism, global warming. That's in the news today. They now arrest you in Germany for it. They're trying to make it EU-wide. The UN wants it worldwide. That's mainstream news today. Illegal to say that the carbon tax and global warming and all this is a fraud. Of course climate change is happening. It's always happening. This is the precipice we've reached. And in Georgia, during the whole Confederate flag fight, where they put the guilt of 10 poor black people killed by a mentally ill white supremacist onto anyone that supported Southern Heritage or anything else, or Robert E. Lee, who was an amazing individual, according to the Northern historians, didn't own slaves. Ulysses S. Grant did, the Northern general. It's just all bull. Was the North wrong? From a Southern perspective, yes. But both sides were fools. And I'm going to break that down because people need to know the full story and not have identity politics of you're a Yankee or you're a Southerner. You need to understand the real paradigm and to understand that we can go back to President Andrew Jackson 30 years before the Civil War, when it almost happened before, and his protege, Sam Houston, who tried to stop the Civil War and was removed and was spit on and had things thrown at him in Texas. Because he said, you're being shut up by British intelligence. Of course, he was right. But that's a separate history lesson. We come back. Imagine four or five trucks driving around with rebel flags on them. Black folks are all angry. The media told them it's a symbol of killing black people. They throw some bottles. The police come. No one's arrested. And then the state indicts the people for the rebel flags, saying that it was an act of terror. That's saying free speech is an act of terror.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low profile platform, PBX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
So understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the exact level of free speech banning oppression that you see being exercised in communist China and now in Europe is coming here and is already here. They use peer pressure, they use bullying, they use lawsuits. Now they're trying to pass laws federally and at the state level and are having some success, saying that if what you speak hurts someone's feelings, it's banned. Facebook put out new rules 2 weeks ago and actually said if you disagree with someone, you can be banned. Twitter said the same thing. Communist China's internet czar over censorship met 5 months ago, 6 months ago, with Zuckerberg of Facebook to decide how to bring their systems to Europe and the United States. Now China has announced they are heading up the UN body that will create an internet code of conduct. Zuckerberg is caught on tape 2 weeks ago with Merkel at the UN saying, I'm going to restrict free speech. They hire former Stasi to report on Germans and have them arrested. You notice our media never criticizes China for organs anymore. Never criticizes China for banning free speech because the move is being made to go to totalitarianism. Cameron has gone public saying they're going to restrict free speech in England, and they are, and saying our priority is not freedom anymore. Do you understand? And I'm not trying to scare people. It's here. They're making their move. They're making their move. And then there's the video. The best the Southern Poverty Law Center has is white people talking to black people. And obviously, I've been in East Texas walking out of a Dairy Queen when 10 guys drive through in big jacked up trucks and they're on their own little local gang. And one of them looks at you because you're good looking and you got a good looking girl on your arm. That's when it happens. They go, they're like 18 and got a beard already. And they're like, what are you doing, Yankee, around here? Well, that's not what most people are like in the South. And East Texas is the South. The rest of Texas isn't. And when you run into those folks, they're just like running into a black gang in the inner city that if you're a black guy they don't know, they might say, what are you doing around here, boy? That's just human territorialism. And so, yeah, I've read all the angles, all the articles, both sides. Some people were driving around with their trucks, drove by some black people. They got mad, started throwing stuff at them. And it was basically just gang racial idiocy by both sides. The police couldn't ascertain any threats were made. The videos don't show it. But the state still indicted them in Georgia for flying what was the state flag just a few months ago. And once the precedent is set on that, the precedent is set for everything. I mean, I can't tell you how many times in high school or even college I'd be down at Corpus Christi or South Padre, and there's all these cars and trucks driving back and forth, and then every 10th car would have a Confederate flag, and, you know, they were a lot of times looking for trouble. I mean, you'd be at your bonfire or whatever, and they'd pull up and go, what are you, you know, bleepers doing? And if you said, well, get out of that car, I'll stomp your head in the ground, then they go, no, we got beer, let's party. I mean, it's that's not what all these people are like, but the average Southerner is not driving around doing that. So I personally experienced stuff like this. But is it terrorism? Absolutely not. And I'm giving these black folks a benefit of the doubt and saying maybe something happened to them. Because the media was invoking anybody that's got a Confederate flag wants to murder black people. And you got black folks climbing in backyards, front yards, pulling down flags. I mean, you got the illegal aliens pulling down American flags at post offices now. You got American flags banned all over the place in schools. You've got the Union Jack being banned from the police to use it in the U.K., in England. So it's here, folks. But when we come back, I'll play the clip. A Georgia grand jury charged 15 members of a group supporting the Confederate flag on terror charges following a July confrontation with a black family who was celebrating a child's birthday, according to the indictment. I can't believe it. The indictment released Monday. Douglas County District Attorney Brian Fortner said members of the Respect the Flag group violated the state's Street Gang Terrorism and Prevention Act, see? They're now saying street gangs are terrorists. And made terroristic threats when their caravan of vehicles bearing the rebel flag drove past the neighborhood. And then they go and describe the flags and the group were meant to intimidate, so it's terrorism. I mean, let me tell you, when they have anti-gun rallies, I get out there and bullhorn them and scream in people's faces. And that's what a demonstration is, to let them know we're not putting up with it. Are they going to say I'm a terrorist because I fly the Don't Tread on Me Culpepper militia flag? Because they're saying that's racist too. The Marine Corps has banned it. That was the Marine Corps flag before they even officially formed.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hdfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home-run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in, so move it on over,
move it on over,
move it on over,
move it on over,
move over, little dog, 'cause the big dog's moving in.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Move it on over,
move it on over,
scoot it on over,
move it on over,
move over, skinny dog, 'cause the fat dog's moving in.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central.
This doghouse here is mighty.
But now we've added the fourth hour with our great anchors and investigative journalists, so it's now 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., but the Alex Jones Show is those first 3 hours. The wrap-up show is in the fourth hour, and now a lot of stations are starting to pick it up. We're very appreciative of that. Coming up, Julian Moore claims founding fathers would support gun control. Yeah, the whole war started over that dum-dum. When they came to take the guns, dum-dum. A Texas rancher fights back against BLM land grab. German school kids forced to clean up after migrants. Libyan conflict moves deeper into Tunisia amid UN peace talks. Rise of ISIS, the proxy army of the West, to take over all of Africa. And then this incredible story, Daily Mail. Have researchers discovered an alien megastructure, bizarre star, could be surrounded by Dyson Sphere, built by extraterrestrials? or a ring city. They call it a Dyson sphere. Really, Wernher von Braun in the 30s first came up with the plan for ring cities with their own gravity. And it's got the deep space scans. We're going to be going over that. Pretty amazing stuff. Doesn't look like it is any type of planetoid structures we've ever seen. KIC 8462852. We're going to be going over that a little bit today as well. And, of course, as I mentioned, what's happening with Walmart and its stock and where the economy's going. Let me finish up, though, with the Confederate flag supporters indicted under Georgia terrorism law. Just roll that through your mind. Driving around with rebel flags, and the best the Southern Poverty Law Center's got of the video, the big foundation has, is this clip we're about to play. This is the evil. Some black people and white people yelling at each other over the national debate about the Confederate flag. And so the white people are indicted on terrorism and face decades in prison if convicted. And let me tell you, the South, a lot of demographers, a lot of sociologists will tell you the North, and I'm not bashing the North, it's a fact, is more racist on average, widespread, than the South. And that's for a lot of sociological reasons. There were not really black people in the North till the end of the Civil War. You had a bunch of other tribal groups, you know, dozens of different racial groups that were all fighting with each other already in the North. People were already very racially based and religiously based in New York, in Chicago, in cities like that. And so that's where you see a lot of that happening and taking place. And in the South, you have projected guilt by mainly the preachers onto whites in general, even though 2% of whites had slaves, to where it is a kind of kill a mockingbird syndrome, where people in the South that I grew up around absolutely 100% had a guilt complex and were buying into the modern liberal mindset because of that. And so I would expect the juries will put these people under the jail and feel real good about themselves when they send these 15 people to prison. And the police got there, talked to both sides, conflicting stories, basically people yelling at each other. Some of the folks at the birthday party, some of the black folks reportedly throwing plastic bottles and things and yelling. That's not terrorism. That's just people getting hot emotions. Nobody's hurt. Nobody needs to be arrested. Well, the state got involved. The county got involved. And they want to show off to everybody, like all these Republican governors taking down the Confederate flag. And now folks are saying take down the American flag. They're also flying American flags. And I saw these idiots in the comments going, "Well, are you flying both the flags?" Well, both the flags were pretty honorable, and the South and the North fought together against the British, and we're all brothers and sisters as Americans. And it's just, we've all been through this experience together. And I want to get to other news. It's just, this is so important. Let's go ahead and play the terrorism. Here's the terrorism. Not funding ISIS like our government's doing, not turning them loose all over the Middle East and Africa, not opening our borders up, not doing all this. No, that's not the terrorism. Not shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, Fast and Furious. Not having the IRS terrorize Christians and conservatives, libertarians and veterans groups. No, the terrorism is going out in Georgia with rebel flags and saying, "This is our heritage, we're not giving it up," and arguing with people. Heritage, not hate, and all the rest of it. I'm going to tell you the real heritage of the Confederate flag here in just a moment. And if you want the real history, just a snapshot, but still deeper than anything anybody's ever heard on the subject, at least what I've heard on talk radio, I'm going to give it to you, just briefly. But let's go ahead and go to this clip. Here it is.
Yeah, I don't feel safe at all. I like
to say. Because there is guns.
I'm trying to
Record that, please.
I got it.
Oh, yeah.
Bye. Have a good day. Yeah, we see you too, baby.
See, that's a threat.
Well, don't worry. They've been indicted. That's a threat. He talked to you. That's a threat. Under political correctness, it is. They feel threatened. Anything that someone feels threatened by can selectively be enforced. You're indicted for terrorism. So you've got these overweight hillbillies, classic, with their cigarettes, driving around with their flags flying. It'd be one thing if they had to say a Confederate battle flag on the front of a tank or something. You know, meaning not losing wars, not backing down, not, you know, not surrendering. If it was honorable. I don't think people like that, running around acting like fools, stirring up trouble, you people disgrace the Confederate battle flag the way you act. But this is what happens. You get a bunch of people after 10 black folks get killed rubbing in the pain, rubbing in that this flag means we're going to murder you. And you go to a city park and some black people start shooting their mouths off at you, vice versa, back and forth, and you played right into the trap. Now, does that mean you should be indicted for terrorism? Absolutely not. Now, here's a quick snapshot of the Civil War. And it's very complex. I'm not going to spend all day on it, but this is what's in the mainline history books deep in there. And it's what happened. The South was agrarian. The North was industrial. The North had about four times the population of the South, or about three and a half times. The North put internal tariffs on products for the South to ship tobacco, cotton, wheat, corn, you name it, to Europe. But didn't put tariffs on manufactured goods out of the country. This was going on since the 20s. They almost had a civil war with Andrew Jackson, but he was from the South. He was able to stop it. But the South was already mobilizing troops, and he had to send them a letter. And he called the Southern delegation to dinner with him at the White House. And he said, I'm going to lead an army down there to defeat you right now. You're not going to do this and break the country up. And they got some of the tariffs cut on the South. So the South was getting fed on by the North to a certain extent. British intelligence wanted to control Western expansion. The United States was only out as far as the Midwest and Texas as that. At that point, a little bit west of the Louisiana Purchase. The British wanted to get back in there and wanted to break the South off from the North and basically make a treaty. The British did sign interim agreement treaties with the South to supply them with weapons and armaments and to blockade and engage in ship warfare with the North. British, and this has all been written about in history books, has been declassified decades later. Just like they had a secret treaty with the Nazis if they invaded the Soviet Union and, of course, didn't follow the treaty in World War II, British did not go along with their treaty with the South and let what Operation Anaconda, not the one from Iraq, but another one, the North put a blockade all the way from Texas in the Gulf of Mexico all the way up to past Virginia into Maryland. And they cut the South off, and many Southern and Western statesmen who were the real patriots said, do not be part of this. Robert E. Lee was against war with the North and said it shouldn't happen, and that he was offered the command of the Northern armies. And when he refused to join the war in the South, he was then offered command of the Northern armies, and it was such an insult, because he was from Virginia, And, of course, his father had been Light Horse Lee, one of the main generals under George Washington, and given the farewell speech at Washington's funeral, first in war, first in peace, first in the hearts of his countrymen. And he was just so blown away that he had to go with the states because he was a constitutionalist. He did not own slaves. The head of the Northern armies later, of course, Ulysses S. Grant, did. So there is incredible ignorance when you see the demonization of the Confederate battle flag. It's the flag, basically, of Robert E. Lee. But here, from the Handbook of Texas State Historical Association, from the state website, you can go and read the quotes and the statements by Sam Houston. You know, Houston's named after him, the father of Texas, sent here by President Andrew Jackson in the early 1830s, to basically set up the movement that would then be the takeover of Texas from Mexico. And he said in public letters when he was governor, this is after he'd been president, then they had President Jones, and then it became a state, the Lone Star State, by treaty, and then he became governor. He said, this is as governor, he said, to secede from the Union and set up another government would cause war. If you go to war with the United States, you will never conquer her as she has the money and the men. If she does not whip you by guns, powder, and steel, she will starve you to death. And that's what she did. It will take the flower of the country, the young men. In the name of the Constitution of Texas, which has been trampled upon, I refuse to take this oath. It's a loyalty oath. I love Texas too well to bring civil strife and bloodshed upon her. I declare that civil war is inevitable and is near at hand. When it comes, the descendants of the heroes of Lexington and Bunker Hill will have found equal in patriotism, courage, and heroic endurance with the descendants of the heroes of Cowpens and Yorktown. For this reason, I predict the Civil War, which is now at hand, will be stubborn and of long duration. I mean, this is what this guy was like. Davy Crockett, been in hundreds of hardcore battles. There was one account where he had like five arrows sticking out of him in Tennessee. And they spit at him, they laughed at him, they ran around, woo, we're going to beat everybody's butt, we're going to beat everybody's butt. And see, that's why the Civil War is a great defeat of this republic, a very sad, disgusting event. And the North came in and did horrible atrocities, and just the carpetbaggers, the scallywags, it was terrible. And a great federal tyranny was founded out of it that we live under now today. And so that's the reality. Here it is from the State Historical Society about Sam Houston. But when he refused to take the oath of loyalty, the newly formed Confederate States of America, the Texas Convention removed him from office on March 16th and replaced him with Lieutenant Governor Edward Clark 2 days later. Reportedly, during these traumatic days, President Lincoln twice offered Houston the use of federal troops to keep him in office in Texas and the Union. Offers that Houston declined, again, to avoid making Texas a scene of violence. Yeah, he couldn't betray Texas. He couldn't betray the United States. He just couldn't be an idiot. And you can read, there are literally dozens of his letters about we're being manipulated by foreign powers. Are we really this stupid? We need to do what Jackson did. We need to stop this right now. You're being manipulated into war. And it was done. And now, 160 years later, 155 years later, they will arrest you and charge you for terrorism if you fly the Confederate flag and people's feelings get hurt. So you can see where political correctness goes. They wind up all the so-called minorities to see racism and hate everywhere. When they get upset, you get arrested. And when that precedent is set, it's going to be everybody. I mean, do you understand, folks, what's happening in Europe is now happening here where they arrest you for demonstrating. I don't agree with the Ku Klux Klan, but they have a right to demonstrate. We're going to come back and get into more of the political correct news, the economy, the massive attack on the Second Amendment, what scientists believe is a giant space base found in orbit around a distant star. But before we get to that, I just wanted everybody to know that we are running a bunch of specials this week. Free shipping and 10% off. High-quality, storable foods. The freshest, the highest quality we can find at the very most affordable prices. You know, win-win. InfoWars Select. My Patriot Supply. InfoWarsStore.com. Secret 12 methylcobalamin. 20% off this week. We also have other specials that you should check out, like free shipping and 10% off the water filtration systems. That's one of the biggest things you can do for your health, obviously, is stop drinking the tap water that's full of so many poisons on record. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a lot of really big specials right now, and it's so imperative that you just remember that you are the heart of this operation. You fund the operations. I can send reporters to Oregon. So I can send reporters to Florida, so I can send reporters to Europe, so we can show you eyes and ears what's really going on when the globalists meet, you name it. Whether it's Hillary for prison shirts at InfoWarsStore.com, or whether it's high-quality non-GMO seeds at the lowest prices, the widest selection, whether it's books, films, DVDs, you name it, groundbreaking nutraceuticals, all of it. InfoWarsStore.com is the big umbrella site where you can call toll-free and ask any questions or order, 888-253-3139.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is not America.
Little piece of you, a little piece of me. Well,
for the system.
For this is not America.
I love David Bowie's voice. Don't you? Let's continue. I already mentioned this, but it just ties in the Confederate flag thing. This is a top story on drudgereport.com, one of the top stories. Congressional review of copyright law may threaten Drudge Report. And then it goes into the House Judiciary Committee, launched a comprehensive review of the nation's copyright laws. And then it goes through the House Judiciary Committee with 20 hearings and the statements that political news, such as the Drudge Report, could be seen as political speech and could be restricted. And then it goes on to the Daily Caller to link to his interview from last week saying Drudge Report site owner Matt Drudge told Alex Jones of InfoWars last week that copyright laws could very well end his popular site. And it goes into Supreme Court Justice, who's unnamed, he told me who, telling him point blank in a very interesting setting, let me tell you. That's one of the greatest frustrations of being an honorable journalist when I wear that hat and just being told stuff by the two former heads of special forces for the Army, the heads of special forces, being told stuff by members of Congress, being told stuff by a former vice president once, being told things by, like, Matt Drudge. I mean, I'm not bragging. I just get told all this amazing stuff, and then I can't tell you the specifics. But it's got all the quotes. The Democratic ranking member, John Conyers, openly making statements about restricting free speech and bringing back the fairness doctrine for talk radio. They mean business, folks. They mean business. And I'm going to cover this after we open the phones up in the next hour and cover other news, but it ties into Salman Rushdie warning of new dangers to free speech in the West, Reuters, violence against writers and misplaced sense of political correctness pose new dangers to freedom of speech in the West, writer Salman Rushdie warns. Well, of course it does. And then that ties into this little giblet. Secretive UN legal conference wants to outlaw climate change denial. And they say that if you deny it, they'd like to get international laws in place where you can be arrested. Well, that's the same United Nations that is, you know, pushing if you criticize open borders, you're supposedly bad. I mean, this is what they're doing. This is what they're creating. This is their big launch, their big rollout. And to add insult to injury, Saudi Arabia runs the UN Human Rights Commission committee that decides what's genocide, what isn't, and decides what's hate speech and what isn't. Saudi Arabia. And guess who else is on the board? Communist China. I mean, what a joke. China keeps people alive and takes one kidney at a time. Take a kidney, take a lung, keep you alive. When somebody's ready, then take the last kidney, take all the other organs and kill you. And this is who runs it. This is who our government under UNESCO follows the policies and the directives of those master treaties. It's kind of like TPP. You sign on to a treaty, you get parts of the treaty, and it just says we have whatever power we want, like Obamacare. It's just open-ended. It's dictatorial. What did Obama say about guns on Monday? He said, I'm going to go after the guns in a circumvention of Congress. I'm going to just act executively. That's dictatorship. I mean, it's here. We'll be back. Stay with us. They're arresting people for flags, folks, in America.
Visit GCNLive.com today.